Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
And here we are 10 years on from Sandy. And there's a new plan out from the Army Corps of Engineers to beef up our defenses against high water. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has the details on this in Lower Manhattan this morning. Marla.
And Paul, with hurricane season well upon us and the 10th anniversary of the New York region's most damaging storm coming at the end of October, the Army Corps released details over the weekend of a long-awaited storm surge relief plan. It consists of a dozen storm surge gates and coastal barriers along 41 miles of the New York City shoreline from Harlem to Lower Manhattan and southern Brooklyn to the entire Rockaway Peninsula. With a cost of $52 billion, the initial plan was scrapped by former President Trump in 2020. He mocked it as a costly, foolish, and environmentally unfriendly idea that probably wouldn't work anyway. The plan was quietly revived by the Biden administration last year. Construction won't start until 2030. The Army Corps will be taking public comment until January 6th via email or mail. Environmentalists and community groups have already raised concerns over the impact the storm barriers could have on wetlands and wildlife and the view. 25-foot seawalls could block the city's most iconic beach landscapes. And we're live in Lower Manhattan. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Interesting future ahead. Thank you, Marla. Meantime, Mayor Adams is just back from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. He'll be in New York and meet with reporters shortly to tell us what he saw when he toured the devastation from Hurricane Fiona. He has pledged the city's support, and 11 staffers from the Office of Emergency Management are down there and staying there for a while to do building inspections and to help people complete requests for aid from FEMA and to clean up their properties.
National Weather Service confirms it. That was a Long Island tornado dragging its way along the ground late on Sunday night. It was rated as an EF0. It produced winds of up to 85 miles per hour. That's considered a weak twister. It was on the ground for more than 2 hours in Matatuck and Suffolk County around 11:15 p.m., carved a path 75 feet wide, knocked out the power. Southold's town supervisor Scott Russell tells Newsday he's not aware of any injuries, though, except for five trees that were knocked down by the twister.
Some Connecticut schools seem to be caught in a troubling trend of hoaxes. Sean Adams with more now from Danbury, one of the towns where police have been sent rushing to schools. Sean, what's going on?
Well, for students and teachers, a stressful few weeks in some Connecticut school districts. Nearly a dozen threats have led to lockdowns and investigations. All of them were hoaxes. Police in Waterbury and Danbury arrested a few young people. This, as school threats have really caused panic and anxiety all across the country. Minnesota, Louisiana, Colorado. These states have seen dozens of swatting incidents in the past few weeks. It started here in Connecticut a few weeks ago in Bridgeport with a postponed football game. Other places that had investigations, Watertown, Brookfield, Southington. Nothing credible. Last week, multiple school threats in Waterbury. In one case, police were able to trace it back to a 17-year-old. He faces charges. Police here in Danbury arrested a teenager as well. So for school districts, a lot of educating to do about the perils of doing this. Police take this very seriously. There are charges and there are consequences. And the state police, what they're doing is they're monitoring the trend. Reporting live in Danbury, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio.
Got a bunch of dry days ahead as we go to the Weather Center. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Yeah, we do. Sunny to partly cloudy at times for today and a very pleasant 70 to 75. Fair, cool weather tonight, about 55 in the city. upper 40s to low 50s for the suburbs, so another cool start for your Wednesday. And then the afternoon, once again, not perfectly sunny, but a mix of sun and clouds, highs up around 70. Thursday, mostly sunny and 64 to 68. Key West radar is able to pick up the eye right now of Ian sitting right over the Pinar del Rio region of western Cuba. It is a perfectly formed, like 25 to 30 mile wide eye, and it seems to be moving at a northward speed at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. The rain bands have already started to affect the southern half of Florida. Right now here in the city, we have a mostly cloudy sky for the time being. 61 degrees, humidity 55%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.